Hi. In this video, we will be talking about another component of analytics known as diagnostic analytics, which is generally performed after descriptive analytics is completed. And it has a major role to play. It gives you answers to many unanswered questions that comes up when descriptive analytics is completed. To give you one example, what exactly is the difference between diagnostic analytics and descriptive analytics? Let me take one example. You said, or you identified, that there is a sales growth of 2% with respect to last quarter. This is a descriptive analytics wherein you identified that you have grown by 2%. But what will be the diagnostic analytics of the same? You are identifying that what caused this 2% growth. It could be that there are certain products which have all of a sudden started performing well. There are certain marketing events which actually improvised your performance. There could be certain geographical locations which improvised your performance, or there could be some other factors as well. So when you will be drilling down into these activities, it becomes diagnostic analytics. So it is a counterpart to descriptive analytics, and it tries to identify the answers for the same. It is more focused on why something has happened rather than what exactly has happened. So what is the component of descriptive and why is the component of diagnostic? So when you say diagnostic analytics, you will basically be seeing that why things are happening. If something is going up or if something is going down, what are the things or what are the reasons for these KPIs to go up or to go down? With descriptive analysis, we clean the data, we relate the data, we visualize the data, and we identify that something is happening. And as soon as we identify that something is happening, we try to identify the reason for the same. There we enter into diagnostic analytics, wherein we jump into the component where something was identified, and using that, when we will drill down further, we will identify the various component of diagnostic analytics to understand the exact reasons for the either the growth or for the degrowth. Enterprise intelligence plays a major role here, because you need to have more profound tool to actually jump into the data or to drill down the data. It helps you identify the relevant information. It analyzes it in a way that produces insights, and thereby allowing the organization to actually act upon it. So you will have a corporate issue. As an example, somebody presented that this is what exactly is happening. The business stakeholder says that, can you identify the reason that why this particular thing is happening? You jump into the diagnostic analytics, you identify the reason, and you projected the reason. Now business stakeholder will right away be able to take decision on what can be done or what action can be performed. So diagnostic analytics has a process and has certain tools. So when you are presenting the analysis, it could be in various form. It could be simple, which can be presented via PDF reports. It could be in developing stage, wherein you have a static report, not PDF, but maybe in Excel format, wherein people can see the data, can do a little bit of calculations as well. Could be a leading practice, wherein the reports are flexible enough, which basically means if in case you update the data, the reports get updated automatically. Or the advanced level of reports, wherein you might have a real-time updates. If something is happening, that thing is activated in your reports and updated in your reports as well. You might have a dashboard which is getting automated, updated automatically. Or in future, it could be available at a touch of a button, wherein you are getting a report of every second that is happening. If in case a transaction has been performed in last 1 minute, that should get updated in my dashboard, and I should easily be able to update it or understand it right away. So when you are trying to see such things, and when in future such things will be happening, you will be able to take decision much quickly, and you will be able to act upon them in a very, very quicker manner. So as we are talking about the process and the tools, let's try to understand how various reports can be prepared and how they can be measured. First, analytics as an outsourced one of service, wherein you outsource the service and you get the results out of it. The company provides the data to a third party analytics service provider. They will identify the reasons and the finding and will give you a report back, wherein they will have all the things consolidated. Therein, you don't need to jump into the data. Your service provider will be jumping into the data and you will just be providing the data to them. Analytics as an ongoing outsourced service, wherein the continuous service function has been assigned to a particular service organization, wherein they will take care of all the analytics related activities, all the diagnostic related activities, and will be continuously giving you information. The company provides the data on a regular basis in this case, and they give you timely results out of it. As an example, every month my service provider is giving me information that this is what is improving in your business, this is what is declining in your business, and these are the reasons for the improvement, these are the reasons for the degrowths. So all these will be in a continuational manner if in case you have completely outsourced the service. And the third way will be to have a in-house software or a in-house team which will be taking care of such actions, wherein your in-house team will take care of the requirements that is being generated by the management and will give you the outputs. No outsourcing will happen here. In this case, you will have a little bit of more security because your data is not going out of the system, your data is not going out of the company, it is still with the company, and the answers are being found in the company itself. The biggest advantage of such structure is the teams which are in-house, they are more closer to the business, they understand business in a better way, and they see the everyday things that are happening in the business. So they are more communicated towards the action that are being performed in the business. So they can find out the insights accordingly, which can be much, much clearer and much, much actionable as compared to the outsourced diagnosis of the particular problem. You can also differentiate your company through enterprise intelligence. Enterprise intelligence is how companies manage and exploit the data that you have, properly utilizing the information they store and matching it from different sources, properly utilizing the information they store and manage them and clean them and ultimately store them in a single place. So ultimately, when you have an enterprise intelligence, you can collaborate the data that is being collected from the various sources. Your data might be coming from the online source, your data might be coming from the POS system, which is point of sale systems, your data might be coming from the social world, and if in case you have a platform, enterprise platform, which can consolidate all the different forms of data and bring it to the same level and bring it to the same platform, the information will be more profound and you will be able to understand the data in a better way. To give you one example on how the diagnostic analysis is performed and what are the components of diagnostic analytics, we will take up one case which is of tax reporting. So when you are reporting a tax, you will be taking care of lots of data, and that data will be of different type. So when your tax reporting will be starting, it will be starting from the data and it will be finishing with the data. Data is the starting point and delivery, and the end is the deliverable of every tax task that you have to perform. So if companies do not seize the challenge to manage their tax data effectively, tax and customs administration will. Analytics tools are being used to obtain, analyze, and access underpaid tax and duty amounts. So in-depth reviews that once took from 3 months to 2 years to complete can now be done on a data-driven basis in a matter of just few weeks. So when you will be building the whole ecosystem of tax analysis, when your data will be collaborated to identify the tax components, to identify the tax amount to be paid or the tax amount to be created, you will be dealing with the different forms of data. One form will be the finance data, wherein you will have general ledgers, you will have the journals, you will have the miscellaneous journals, management of the assets and so on. And with respect to the management, you will have the accounting cost centers, you will have the accounting profile centers, internal orders, production cost. From the accounts payable sources, you will have the management of the suppliers, orders, invoices, inventory information, purchase orders. And from the account receivable end, you will have the management of the customers, management of the supplies, sales conditions, sales invoices, and all these different type of data sources will be collaborated and will be stored in a central data system, which will be the central database. So analysis of tax and trade data is becoming much more proactive. Companies use data analysis tool more effectively now to understand and improve the structure that you have. The processes become more streamlined because of the analysis being performed. Response time fails because now when the same activity was taking 3 months, it can hardly take few weeks. The number of unpleasant tax surprises drops considerably because they create a major headache for the business stakeholders, because all of a sudden certain tax regime comes in and now they are able to understand that what can happen, what are the tax amount is expected, because the processes are much more automated and they will be taking much more time, much less time. So how it will be happening? You will have a huge amount of and huge pool of data. The data will be collected and arranged and aggregated, then analysis will be performed. When you will be performing analysis, it will be starting from descriptive to diagnostic analysis. Basis that, insights will be created. Those insights will drive certain decisions, and when then decisions will be driven, actions will be performed, the improvement in the business or improvement in the performance will be identified. So it helps to look into the future as well as into the past, because now you have both the data, the historical data one, and you can also understand the future data basis the analysis techniques that you have. By bringing together information from a range of corporate functions and external sources, companies can stimulate what if scenarios, because if this thing happen, this can also happen, if this happen, this can open up. So all these what if scenarios can easily be measured and identified, and risk factors could be gauged or could be weighted, that what are the risk factors that are being generated because of these activities. Identify where risk or opportunities could arise and where future resources should be focused. So benefits of diagnostic analytics includes, it helps understand your data faster to answer critical workforce questions, because these questions are meant to be answered to take business decisions appropriately and timely, because if timely these decisions are not getting are not being taken care of, it can really impact the business outcomes. Cornerstone View provides the fastest and simplest way for organization to gain more meaningful insights, because if they have a meaningful insights, they will be able to take actions on them, or they will be able to perform actions on them. Interactive data visualization tools allow managers to easily search, filter, compare people by centralizing all the information. The functions of diagnostic analytics fall broadly into three categories. First is identify anomalies. If something is happening, some bad thing is happening, why those things are happening and what are those things? If my sales are going down, is there any particular geography which is going down? Is there particular area which is going down? Is there particular product which is going down? So all these anomalies will be identified. Drill into the analytics, which is basically the discovery. When you are drilling down that this is the geography that is driving, you might be able to understand that earlier most of the customer that I had from the geography were females, but now there are less number of females are shopping because we don't have anything to offer to the females. We have less beauty products now. So if in case we reintroduce the beauty products, our sale might improve. So such are the type of discovery that you can identify using diagnostic analytics. You can determine the causal relationship, that if this thing is happening, this might also happen. Now this can be related. So you need to identify the correlation between the two activities, because there are many things which drives each other. As an example, if some women are coming to buy their apparels, if a woman is coming to buy, for example, a denim for herself or a top for herself, she might also buy kids wear for their kids, for their respective kids. So that could be a causation impact. If my woman function or woman products start performing well, my kids category might also start performing well, because when women will be coming to the store, they will also buy kids wears. So it will have a causation impact. It's not because women buys kids, it's because they are somewhat related. These two categories are somewhat related to each other. So modern solutions for diagnostic analytics must employ machine learning techniques to augment the analyst and to understand what are the things that can happen, and basis that decisions can be taken accordingly. We also need to introduce machine learning into diagnostic analytics to reduce the unintentional biases, because when we are performing the analytics, we might introduce bias either intentionally or unintentionally, and if in case we want to get rid of such biases, the algorithms will take care of those activities and will give you appropriate outcome. There could be misinterpretation of correlation as causation. So when we say that when women apparels are buying or getting improved or giving more sales, kids are also performing better, that is something which is a kind of correlated terms, but it doesn't mean that kids are being outperformed because of the female being outperforming category. It doesn't happen. There is no direct relationship that if something is one thing is performing, it is causing other thing to improve as well. Although they have a correlated impact that if something is happening, the other is also improving because they have a similar nature of movement. Diagnostic analysis must also be governed by the people, because if we get relied on the algorithm completely, algorithm might not be able to take the business decisions accurately. So sometimes we need to introduce businesses biases, which if in case it is being taken care of by the workforce, then only can be measured and inserted accurately. People be used to conceptualize the outputs of machine decision making, because they can only say that this is the right outcome or the wrong outcome, because what is the tendency of the algorithm? Algorithm will give you output. Algorithm doesn't take care of the business. Algorithm doesn't understand your business, but the people or the workforce will understand the business. If a machine learning algorithm is saying that this category will outperform, but you as a business know that you are planning to introduce this category to a different location or a different geography, then only it will start improvising, and you feel that there is a shortage of supplier or now the cost might be compromised, you need to discontinue it, so you will try to replace it with a better product. So the machine learning algorithm will be telling you to sell only product A, but you know that product B is also required. To give you one example, let's suppose many people comes to your store to shop. So they come to your store for shopping either denim jeans, they come for shopping t-shirts, they come for shopping kurtas, they come for shopping for women tops, they come for shopping for beauty products. Okay, so when they come and shop, they feel that they see the undergarments being lying over there, so they feel ki chalo we also need undergarments, let's pick up a piece. Now I am buying for denim, there is someone else who is going for t-shirt, both of these have actually picked up a undergarment, so because of this reason the undergarments product will look more in my data, they will appear everywhere, because many people, although they have different interests, they will have a tendency to pick up an undergarment just for an add-on activity or just for an add-on basket, because they just want to keep a safer space of that thing as well. Now when I will be analyzing the product, or we will be analyzing the product behavior, we will see that undergarments are like a kind of a product which is there in every basket. So my algorithm will say that sell undergarment, but as a business stakeholder, I know that we are not undergarment store, we are apparel stores. It's a driven product, not the driver product. it doesn't drive the customer to the store. People doesn't come to buy undergarment. People comes to buy shirts or t-shirt. They take it as an add-on product, and it should be treated as an add-on product only. So algorithm will tell you that undergarment is a more prominent product. And when you are a business stakeholder, you will say, which is the second one? Is it the shirt or t-shirt? T-shirt, good. We will sell t-shirt. We will project t-shirt. We will work on the t-shirt, and we'll try to keep focus of ad hoc product or add-on product as well, so that undergarment keep on selling, but our focus will remain on t-shirt because we are a retailer brand, not the undergarment brand. Every industry uses analytics to make informed decision, and that is how future of diagnostic analytics is derived. So when we are trying to measure what could be the future of diagnostic analytics, it basically means that what can we expect from the diagnostic analytics. And when we are saying diagnostic analytics, actually basically which means it will be the major component of every analytics team to find out the answers of the questions that are being asked by the business stakeholder. Every industry uses analytics to make such informed decisions, which are offered by the analytics team. So lack of understanding of what advanced analytics dissuade organization from examining their potential to improve supply chain processes. Analytics value chain typically starts with gathering data, gathering all possible sources, possible data from the relevant sources and all the respective sources which can give you or contribute the data which you might require. The result of this stage are then investigated to predict what are the desired outcomes to and what can happen in future. So this is my data, this is what my data is telling, and this is what can happen in future. This is what can be derived using diagnostic analytics, and it will be driven in future as well. In future, it will be completely on ki why these things is happening. Can you identify the proper reason and create a process or an actionable plan on the same? It will be used to arrive at actionable insights, because when somebody knows that I need to perform this thing, they are much clearer in their mind that what is the activity that is their responsibility. The process starts at descriptive analytics. So whenever it will start, the problem will come up from the descriptive analytics. The answers finding will start from diagnostic analytics, and the actionable or what can happen will be driven by the predictive analytics. So data is layered for the determination of trends. It uses past information data to perform complete root cause analysis and uncover the pattern in business process. Identify the factor that directly or indirectly affect the bottom line. That will be the future of diagnostic analytics, and it will help the smarter decision to be made because it will give a proper reasons on why something is happening. Diagnostic analytics will also be applied in marketing analytics activities. Key performance indicators prove quantitative goals for the performance, and when you will be measuring the KPIs or the key performance indicators, you will be able to understand that which KPI is going down. If my sale per transaction is going down, then I need to perform such action which push up my per transaction sale. As an example, that if my average transaction value or the sale per in every transaction is approximately 500 and I need to improve it to 1000, then I know that I need to add more product to their basket so that their amount could be improved. So what we can say that if in case we want to improve it by 500 rupees, we can say buy for 5000 and get this particular product. And if in case we know that customer usually spends 4500 and if we give them certain thing on 5000, there are higher chances that this person will spend 500 more to gain or to get what we are offering to them. So such things will be driven in marketing analytics and will be driven via diagnostic analytics. Geospatial intelligence will be driven by it, because you might realize that or the business might realize that there are certain areas which are offering more of the sales. As an example, if in case there are certain problems like COVID situation wherein people are not ready to travel a lot, you might realize that people who are within the store vicinity of 0 to 2 kilometer are mostly shopping, otherwise they are not shopping with you. So you will be keeping a focus on the people who are within the range of 0 to 2 kilometer. Such activities or such actions will be provided by diagnostic analytics. Descriptive analytics will tell you what happened, and then you will be jumping into diagnostic analytics to perform why that thing happened. So few examples of diagnostic analytics could be identify something worth investigating. So when you will be doing diagnostic analytics, you also need to understand whether it is worth investing, because diagnostic analytics will take some amount of time in identifying the right reasons. And when the question was not worth it, you will be actually wasting your resources and money and time. So if in case you find a worth reason to drill upon, you will be doing analysis, you will be applying certain filters, certain diagnosis, you will be reaching up to a conclusion, and then basis those conclusion, the outputs will be generated. Talking about example of diagnostic analytics, let's quickly take up a case wherein we can apply diagnostic analytics. Let's suppose we realize that at a particular geographical location, our sales are down all of a sudden. There is nothing that has happened as such, but this location has started performing badly all of a sudden. So this is the output of descriptive analytics, that our sales are approximately growing to some extent, but there are few regions which have declined to large extent, which has actually impacted our overall growth. So then you will be jumping onto the diagnostic analytics. What you will be doing is you will be asking the right amount of question. What exactly happened in this location? What was performing and now performing, now not performing? And what are the major contributing factors in the location which has been impacted? Is there anything that has happened all of a sudden? And you will be developing hypotheses like the presence of competitor is impacting, the marketing activities has fallen, there is some sort of protest or something that has happened in the location, or some unnatural event that has happened in the location which has caused the sales to go down. So you will be creating a list of hypotheses which can happen, and then you will be validating each and every hypothesis that you have created. You will be brainstorming while developing such hypothesis, because ultimately you will be testing each and every hypothesis. Once testing of all the hypotheses is performed, you will be collecting the results. Now your results will be accumulated, and one simple report will be created that you declined by 10% in this particular region because 5 categories are not getting sold in the same extent because of the presence of new competitor stores within the vicinity of the existing store that we have in a particular geographical location. Our female customers are now moving from here to there who were earlier in the age slab of 18 to 25. So such inferences has to come out so that business can take action accordingly. Like if 18 to 25 females are going down, let's offer something better so that they come up back to our store. If competitor has come in the store vicinity, let's give our consumer a better price. So all these activities or all these actions will be performed once diagnostic analytics gives you appropriate measures or appropriate action points. Few of the things that you need to understand when you are creating diagnostic analytics or when you are doing diagnostic analysis, that correlation does not prove causation. If something is correlated, it doesn't mean that it is being happening because of that reason. There is no insight as such. So you have to understand that if two things are going up, they have a relationship such that if something goes up, the other thing goes up as well. They are correlated. But is it because of that thing? That might not be the case. Correlation must also make sense before it can be considered as a causation event, because every time correlation is confused with causation, that if something is going up, the other thing will also go up because it is impacting it. So you have to understand whether it has a impacting attribute or not. If it doesn't have an impacting attribute and it just have a natural behavior of moving in the same direction or opposite direction, then they have a high correlation. Otherwise, if they have an impacting contribution, then that is not actually correlation. That is basically the impacting factor which is causing the thing to up, move up or down. The potential for the practice, however, is far greater than displaying data. You have to show the insights of the data rather than just showing the data. The data doesn't give information, the insight gives information, and the insights decides the action point of the data. Marketing reports should contain both descriptive charts and graphs because it makes it easier for the stakeholders to understand that how things are moving. If in a 12 months sales period my chart is going like this, and in last years my chart is almost flat, then I will easily be able to understand that how my sales are moving and what is the gap between last year and this year. Diagnostic analytics play a key role in supply chain risk management as well, because you will be able to understand that each and every component of supply chain. It helps in devising contingency plans to mitigate risk and infuse the much needed resilience into today's supply chain. Diagnostic analytics helps an organization benchmark itself because they know that how much they were doing and how much they should perform. If in case they know that every quarter one they do approximately 150 crore of sale, this is what they have set up as a benchmark, that minimum we should do 150 crore in one quarter, then only we are doing something good. And if we outperform 150 crore, if we do much better than 150 crore, then our business actually did well. It also helps improve performances by correlating the improvement areas, that if this thing is getting impacted and it has a correlation factor. As an example, if my sales are going down in a particular geography because of a certain product, I should improvise that product. If my sales are going down with respect to a particular type of customer, I should target those customers. So such correlation will help you create a target population, and ultimately you will be able to perform action on the target population. So this was all about diagnostic analytics, wherein you understood about various component of diagnostic analytics. When you perform diagnostic analytics, so let's quickly summarize what you learned and what we learned in this session. We learned that there is a descriptive analytics which gives you a picture of what exactly is happening in the business. Then to understand why those things are happening, diagnostic analytics comes into the picture. It gives you answers. You drill down in the component of diagnostic analytics, and then you try to answer the question, answer the various whys and various whats. Enterprise intelligence also helps you optimize the process because it brings the data of the various platform on the same level, and ultimately you are able to map every component of the data because it is now in the same level or the same platform. The world revolves around the data, and every industry uses analytics to make informed decision, and that is where these components of analytics plays a major role. The analytics value chain typically starts with gathering data and all possible relevant sources from where data could be gathered or collected. The results are investigated to predict what are the desired outcome and what can potentially be created. Diagnostic analytics commonly relates to discovery of the data, tools and visualization, and presenting the outcome and creating actionable insights which can be taken right away, and actions could be performed without any delay. It helps in identifying the factors that directly or indirectly impacts your top line or bottom line, because all these factors plays a major role in the improvement of the business. Analytics seems to be a largely focused on describing data through reports, because every report has a certain component contained in it, and it helps drive the decision. So if this report suggests that you are growing somewhere or you are degrowing somewhere, you will be able to understand that this is my next key areas where I should drill further, and I should identify the reason further and then create actionable insights. Diagnostic analytics play a key role in different type of activity like supply chain, risk management and all those, because it gives the answers of whys and whats. This is what we learned in the diagnostic analytics, wherein we try to understand how it can contribute in business decisions, how it can improve business decisions, how we can create actionable insights, what are the various components, what are the things that we need to keep in mind, what are the things that we need to take care of. I hope you learned it better. Keep learning. Thank you very much.